the idea of launch angle. But let's talk about what we're talking about here. We got to hit the ball hard and far, and not on the ground anymore. We're hitting it too much on the ground. Call it what you want, and talk about it however you want to talk about it. But just, we got to be on the same page here with what we're trying to do with these hitters.
I would bet, knowing the personalities of those two guys at least a little bit, having talked to them on shows and stuff, and understanding how the reputations and their dynamics work, that they have very little problem working through some of those philosophical differences, those baseball philosophical differences, that those kind of conversations can be had. The question becomes, if Theo and Joe can talk about this stuff, make sure that conversation and the differences therein can be handed down to your hitters, whether they're millennials or whether they're Ben Zobrist, whether they're John Lester. I mean, if they're ancient, crusty sons of guns, or if they're a 22-year-old just called up, you have to be able to communicate with everybody.
And Theo's been huge in articulating the top to bottom, the verticality of hearing the same things from the moment you're in the organization at every level of the organization.
Way.
Yeah, this is something he has talked about, that whether you are in the academy in the Dominican Republic, or you are in extended spring training, or you're in the Arizona Fall League, you're the buzzwords, the phrases, what the organization wants of you is going to remain the same from high A to low A to the big leagues. And you don't want to interrupt that chain. You don't want to make guys say, well, wait a second, this is different than what you told me. All of a sudden, what are we doing now? That's not how you developed me. That wasn't the concern. And I think they're going back to go forward here, to use a Ripken hitting term.
Nice.
as they go back to a guy like Iaposi, where not only is it personal comfort and a little bit of therapy, it's also maybe getting back to the actual terms that they've heard in the cage.
Probably, but you also have to reconfigure how you attack pitchers as they reconfigure how they attack you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a very real development in Major League Baseball over the last, what would you want to call it, 18 months, maybe season and a half. The high fastball, that high spin rate stuff, is working against launch angle players. And I those are broad generalized terms, and it's probably the best way to do it in a format like this, but let's take it for what it is. That's happening, and whether it plays out pretty clearly for you in a 13-inning, 9-hour Brewers-Dodgers game, or whether it happens over the long chip of a regular